This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hi, I'm Sloan. I'm 15 years old, and I bet I know more about the NBA than you do. This is Sloan Notes. On today's episode, this power forward won both Rookie of the Year and MVP in 2008. Nicknamed Ace, she's a two-time WNBA champion and is considered one of the greatest players of all time. These days, you can catch her talking NBA on TNT and also balling out on the Las Vegas Aces. Today, on Slow Nose, it's Candace Parker. Okay, so Candace, I want to start off with this. So you know, like, tennis mixed doubles? Yeah. What is your dream NBA, WNBA mixed doubles team? You and someone versus two people.
Oh my gosh. I've always been in awe of the skill set of Kevin Durant. I just feel like ever since, I mean, we're 2 or 3 years apart, mm-hmm. and just watching his skill set, watching how he gets to his spots, watching that he's like 7 foot and plays like a guard. So I think our mixed double
strong.
Would be.
And who are you guys going against?
I mean, anybody. That point.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That's
at
a hard
point, anybody.
That's a hard duel. It's funny because I was thinking about the answer to this question earlier, and I was going to pair you with KD, like not even knowing that you were a
really?
Fan. I just felt like two of you really like work out. I really can feel that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just watching him on the court, he can get to his spots and he literally has zero weaknesses. There's moves that you know he's going to do and you can't stop it. So
crazy.
I definitely want that on my
team. His only weakness is his shoe size, I guess.
Because he stepped on the line.
That was unfortunate. But other than that, he's all good. Okay. So I'm 15 and I'm a freshman in high school. I think when you were 15, you were a sophomore. But that's okay. Let's just pretend like you're like going back to when you were my age. We can take away the grade part. I want to know everything about you when you were 15. Like, what was your personality like? Because you were, I mean, most 15-year-olds weren't as talented as you were when you were 15, which is pretty crazy. So I want to hear what that was like.
When I was 15, at that point, I was all about basketball.
Yeah.
So everything in my life, somehow basketball had to fit into that. Mm-hmm. So I still went to the movies, I still went to the mall, but it was based off of my basketball schedule. I had braces, I had acne.
What color were your braces?
Oh my gosh, pick one. I had pink one day, I'd do the orange bands.
Yeah, but like orange makes it look like you have food in your teeth.
It's true, and I didn't realize that until afterwards. And don't get white because it makes your teeth look yellow.
Yes, yellow. Mm-hmm.
I learned that lesson.
I also learned that. There's like a guy on TikTok who like gives all the pros and cons of every single braces color. I'm like, I sort of like him. Like, I like listening. It's very helpful.
I'm learning that. And then I had to go through that with my daughter when she got her braces and like trying to help her out. And there's sometimes she listened and sometimes she had to learn on her own. But braces. My mom tried to make me wear a mouth guard. And I was like, that's not cool. I can't do it.
No.
Everything basketball at this point. But I would say I went to dances and things like that. Again, I would go to a dance and the next day I would go straight to my tournament. Yeah, so I think I was just like a normal kid. I loved, my favorite shows were Sister, Sister.
A normal kid who like was really, really, really good at basketball. Like that's not that normal, but I see what you're saying.
But like, you know, I came home and watched, it was, our thing was TGI Friday. So that was TGIF was like okay. the lineup. So I'd watch like Sister, Sister.
I don't know
watch,
what any of that is. Oh,
wow. Family Matters.
No. Mm-mm.
Step by Step.
Mm-mm. Wow. Zero clue. Yeah.
I gotta talk to your parents.
Yeah.
We gotta get these old school TV shows back in the
I don't even really watch TV. Like I just watch TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Sad, okay. Right?
Well, I watched television and that was those were my shows.
Okay, so
Full House. You know
Full
House.
I know Full House. Okay. I know Full House because of Fuller House.
Oh so. Gosh.
But no, I know Full House. I know okay. Full House. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Lonzo Ball was on Full House. Fuller House. That yes. that wouldn't make sense.
It was Fuller.
Fuller.
Okay, parents. We gotta get we gotta get
a fine job. At least I know what Full House is.
Listen, I'm very proud of you for knowing what Fuller House is.
I'm also pretty sure that like the like Steve guy on the show, that's a person.
He was there.
He's like a foot doctor for like he's supposed to be like a foot doctor for the Lakers.
Really?
Like I think that's supposed to be his job.
Yeah.
Or maybe well, that would be weird because he lived in San Francisco. So that would be like weird.
Maybe you traveled.
Yeah, maybe. I respect the grind.
Yeah.
So when you were 15, you were older than the WNBA, which is a sort of a weird concept to think about. Because of that, was your dream still to play in the WNBA or do you think you wanted to more go overseas or because of the lack of maybe representation, you were like, maybe I have to pick a different profession?
So at 11 is when the WNBA started, when I was 11 years old. In 1997 is the inaugural season of the WNBA. And it was right around that time when I fell in love with basketball. Up until then, I wanted to be Mia Hamm. I wanted to be a soccer player. That's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was going to be an Olympic soccer player. And my parents literally crushed my dreams because they told me I was going to be 6'2", and there were no 6'2 soccer players. Now you look and you're like, I would have been pretty okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I kind of shifted my mindset to basketball. And it was right around that time, too, my brother got drafted into the NBA. And so I think from that point on, I just fell in love with watching women's basketball players. I grew up in the city in Naperville and grew up watching the Chicago Bulls play. And so it was kind of cool to go from Michael Jordan to then Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops and to see myself in them.
Yeah.
And so I think at, you know, 11 through 18 years old, it was really seeing the growth and the potential of women's sports. But I was the kind that was like, you were not going to tell me what I couldn't do. And so I knew I wanted to play in the WNBA.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know, of course, like the infamous dunk contest, like where, you know, you beat J.R. Smith and all them. But I want to know, like, not in like a McDonald's All-American game. Was there any times where like in a high school game or anything like that, that you played against future WNBA stars that you look back at that and you're like, now we're playing on, of course, the biggest stage?
We would do these like pickup runs at DePaul University. Uh-huh. And I remember some of the WNBA players would come back and play in those runs. Some that had been in the league, some that, you know, had played before. And then again, you know, going to USA and going to, where is it? Denver is where Colorado Springs is where the training facility is and playing against the greatest competition at my age group. And then some of the older players would come back and play against us. And so I think that's where I started kind of measuring my skills. And we didn't have YouTube, so I could look and see what the greatest, you know, 10th grader is. But really, it was just like we would go to tournaments and I would watch games. Mm-hmm. And I'm the most competitive person. And I wanted to be the best. And I do remember this is a I remember in 8th grade, I was talking to my coach and my coach was like, you know, you could be number one in the state. And I got mad. I was like, the state.
Country.
Like,
world.
I want to be the, you know? And
yeah.
That's just how it always was when I was a kid. Our household's so competitive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think every time.
I mean, your brother's in the NBA. You have to be better than him.
It was just, and across the board, we're just competitive as a family. And so, you know, I think once I got to the point where I was playing against other WNBA players, I was really, like, measuring my skills. Like, okay, I have to get better at this. I got to get to my jump shot quicker. But it was just a way to test myself.
The crazy thing about now is like, I don't know if you've seen, but on House of Highlights, there's like
third graders' mixtapes. And like, that's the weirdest thing to me. Like, you know, they're like top second grader in the country. Like, come on. There's no way that's like a real thing. I just, that's crazy.
I think it's crazy now because of the amount of pressure, I would say.
Yeah.
And for sure. Also, these highlight tapes are the best plays that you've ever made. So then when people come and see you, they're judging yourself.
Yeah.
They're judging you against your best plays.
Uh-huh.
So then, of course, they're going to see you and be like, oh, you're not all that. But it's literally the best that you've ever done on these mixtapes.
Yeah. Okay. So now we heard about you when you were 15. You sounded cool. I feel like we'd be friends.
Yeah,
think
of course.
So? Okay.
Of course. Cool. Especially like you losing your nail and stuff
all that stuff. No, it's
you seem competitive.
You don't.
Exactly. So we would have been friends.
Especially
sure.
with my brother.
Yep.
It's not healthy.
Board
not
games? Healthy. You flip some board games?
Yeah. Even more extreme.
Okay.
He's maybe been sent to the hospital by me. It gets a little.
Okay, so exactly.
Over, like,
we're in the same.
iPads, like.
Same boat.
Or like, so my brother's a big Panthers fan.
Sorry.
Which is like gross and weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
In like the first place. Like, why?
I'm a Bears fan, so I can relate.
It's also just like Panthers, weird. Okay.
Yeah.
And I will purposely root against them. Like, I literally don't care. I'll just be like, they'll be playing the Rams and I will be like, I will not stop talking about the Rams. Like, and he gets so mad and I like to see that. But then here's the thing. So I'm a big Warriors fan, okay?
Pretty good. Pretty good timing.
That's a little better than the Panthers. Yeah. And for some weird reason, my brother is now like, likes the Hornets, but like, I don't believe him. Like, he's just a liar. He just likes to like,
go against
negate
you.
What I'm saying.
I mean, that's a pretty tough that's team
just,
to pick.
Yeah,
to
it's
go
just
against
weird.
You.
I mean, like, I get it. Kelly Bridges Jr. and LaMelo, like, I got that. But like,
but
other
still,
than that,
like,
it's weird.
Pretty tough.
And so now he can do it back on me, and I'm pissed. Like, we'll be watching.
But he really can't.
But he can't, though. That's okay, fair. That's the thing, though. Because, like,
but you're still winning.
Well, I don't know. The Warriors.
I mean, they're like two games out of. Like,
I know,
fourth
but
place.
Like, no,
so
yeah,
right.
They're in ninth right now. But like,
but still, they're two games out of
that's
like
true.
Fourth
that,
place.
That's true. And but fifth okay, place. But like the West is so weird right now that like you win a game and you go from like sixth, you go from like ninth to sixth.
That's why everybody's like, talking crazy. About the Clippers right now, and I'm like, they're fine. Like,
oh yeah,
me, the Clippers are fine.
I think they're in fifth right now, but then like a week ago they're like in.
But they're one game from being
like. For, I know it's all crazy. Okay, so we talked about you when you were 15, and now let's go into now.
Okay. You've we done, don't have to say the age. We could just
yeah. We
go
don't.
Into
we
it.
Don't need to clarify yeah. the age. Just later in life.
Yes.
How about is that a
that's
good way
good.
To say?
Season.
Okay. Great.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Okay. So, what is the most memorable play of your career, and what is the most memorable call of your career?
My gosh, play of my career.
Am I taking you back here?
Yeah, you're taking me back. The most memorable play of my career was probably. That is a really good question. My most memorable play, I would say, would be the hardest thing I've ever had to do as a group, as a unit, as a teammate, is win a WNBA championship. That was like one thing that did not come easy. It was like a grind. And we were up 10, blew the lead. Like we were up 10 with like 3 minutes left, blew the lead. Minnesota takes the lead by one. Maya hits a shot. We come down. And what's crazy is we say the most beautiful play or most memorable play. I wasn't even involved in the play.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it. And it was like,
but it's nice
you know,
to see. Yeah.
Chelsea came down, missed the shot. Nneka got the rebound. And I saw her putting it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like literally your hopes and dreams hang in the balance of whether the shot goes in or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it luckily went in off an offensive rebound. And they didn't have any timeouts left, shot it from half court and missed it. And we
That's
won our
insane.
First WNBA championship.
Yeah.
And so I think the most memorable play is cool because I wasn't a part of it.
Well,
but,
you were, but in a different way.
Yes, yeah. But it was like one of those moments that I still remember how I felt, what was going through my
yeah.
mind. It was crazy.
That's so cool. Okay, now call. Because this is like probably, a, like, is it your first call? Or like, do you remember specifically like something where you were just like, that line eight, like that was so cool.
A
no?
call? Like,
yeah.
what do you mean?
Like, did you ever like, okay, you're like calling a game, okay?
Oh,
like
talking, call on a
call.
Game. Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
Not a phone
okay,
call.
I got you.
Yeah.
I was like really confused.
Okay,
okay
I'm sorry. I
got
have to
you.
Clarify
No,
more.
You're fine. You're
Actually,
fine.
What was the best phone call of your life?
I mean,
was there something? What?
I don't know. Barack Obama called us after we won the
oh,
championship.
That's
it was
okay, by
dope.
The way, so you could answer that question. I don't know why I'm being
dope.
Judged for that
yeah,
question. If that was the question,
it was
kind of
cool. That was Barack.
Yeah.
So I think the best was, I mean, I'm a Warriors fan too. So,
well, actually, a lot of people are
called Warriors Phoenix game,
mm.
and Klay Thompson and Devin Booker got into it.
Oh yeah, that was
and that call that was so chippy. Fun, just because you see like the competitiveness, you see, you know, the Warriors dynasty and Phoenix being up and coming, and you see the back and forth. And so to call it with Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan and to be in that environment, I mean, I'm such a fan of the game. So I feel like I don't want to tell, you know, I don't want to tell, you know, Turner that they're literally like, I would be doing this anyway.
Yeah.
Like, let's not tell them that.
Such a weird thing about sports is that as fans, we root for people to not like each other. Like, mm-hmm. that's such like a, that goes against like,
I mean, that's what
all human fan, things. Yeah. And then like, as a fan, like you love to see, like, I love watching Dylan Brooks try to get in the head of all the Warriors. Cause he yeah. just, he tries so hard and he can't do it. And I love watching them hate Dylan Brooks. And that's mm-hmm. such like a weird thing that like, if I said that about anyone else, that would be so weird.
But no, then it's true.
Like acceptable in that. So I like to say like, you know, of course the question is like, what was your welcome to the league moment, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I, you were drafted to the Sparks, which is pretty cool. It's not like you were drafted to, no offense to any other cities, but it's yep. not like, you know, that's a pretty, LA's a pretty cool place to be drafted.
Exactly.
So instead of what was your welcome to the league moment, what was your welcome to LA moment? Because when you come here, you get to like, you know, there's like celebrities pulling up to yep. your games. Like that's so cool.
I think the welcome to LA moment was, I mean, Magic Johnson is Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
So being able to like meet him, I think, was surreal.
That's pretty special. Yeah.
It really was. Mm-hmm. It was one of those like childhood, oh my gosh, I can't believe mm-hmm. like little Candace would have been insane.
Yes.
Insane.
Yeah.
So I think that that was kind of the moment. Mm-hmm. I think the welcome to basketball moment, I got to meet Michael Jordan when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
My brother worked his camp.
Uh-huh.
And that was like my like welcome to basketball
yeah.
moment. Where
that's like you're like, I,
it was like
I
there's
know
this like aura that surrounds him.
Yeah.
And I can't even explain
like
it.
That's
but it's just like he just walks around and it's just like everything he does, you're like, oh mm-hmm. my gosh. Like this mm-hmm. dude is just the GOAT, like the greatest that there ever yeah. were, there ever was, there ever will be. So that
I
was
wonder
my,
if he was like a future GOAT is talking to me right now. And you
listen,
guys, you know?
as competitive as he is, I don't think so. I don't think he's thinking of anybody else being a GOAT.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did. You never
maybe,
know. You never
maybe.
Know. Maybe like the like basketball gods were talking to him.
Maybe.
Like, you want to talk to this little
hey,
girl,
listen,
you know?
I'm all for it.
Hopefully, you know, MJ, if you'd like to be on the show, I can ask you that question. That's fine. Okay, so this is probably my favorite segment here. So it's Takes Hotter Than Kelly Oubre Jr., which is hard. Right? There isn't many takes that are hotter than him. So it's like, we really got to go like deep into this. You know what I mean? Like these takes have to have like beautiful green eyes.
Okay.
Beautiful. Like okay. that bleach blonde hair.
Yep.
They have to be hotter than the Tsunami Poppy. Like that's hard, but I think we can do it. I really do. I have confidence in the two of us that we'll be able to do that. So they're going to get pretty hot and it's already hot in here. We don't want to get
you sound
hotter.
Like my nieces. This is crazy.
I mean,
okay.
Come on, he's Kelly.
I mean, like, he's like way younger than me. So I just
he's a
like,
beautiful specimen of a
okay,
man, for sure.
Okay, I'm with you.
And just if anyone is like a Suns fan out there, it could also be Takes Hotter Than Devin Booker. I had a conversation with someone about that the other day. Like that works as well.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Kelly because he's my guy.
Okay.
So, and if Kelly, if you know, if you want to be on the show too, you're welcome to. Anyway, so which WNBA player is the best dressed? And you're allowed to say yourself because, like, you're pretty drippy.
I'm not. I mean, I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I would say that's a really good question.
You're giving me credit for a question that really isn't that. It's
no,
not
that's
that
a good
unique,
question,
thank
though.
You.
Like, what, who was the best dressed? I mean, I would say Kalia Copper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Ka comes with it. And it's, like, she has a versatile style.
Mm.
And she plays with, like, I love playing with like feminine and masculine and like mm-hmm. the intersection and like wearing heels and wearing, you know, a dress and then wearing like a suit and then
yeah.
wearing nothing under
That's
it. And
so
just
cool.
like, I love like seeing what she's going to wear to games. So I would say Ka. Yep.
What's like when you walk through the tunnel and you see people taking pictures of you, like what do you think is going through their head? Like I want to know.
So here's my thing. I have never been the one to pose
mm.
ever.
Okay.
And my stylist gets so upset at me
yeah,
because
you, why,
I
yeah,
don't pose
because
I'm like in game mode. And so it's
okay.
just one of those things where even if you look, like I went to dinner with some of my friends last night and there were some people there taking pictures and I
people,
never have.
Come on, you can give yourself the paparazzi.
I never have, because I'm always like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm always like, eh.
No,
you
the
know?
Poses are always, yeah. Because when you're walking, but then like I feel like at least for me, like I hate when people take pictures of me walking. I have to be like in my element because when I'm in my element, like. Fine.
Yes. Well,
walking,
maybe
like,
we need to have a session
need,
because for
I
me,
for
I just,
happen.
I'm like, I'm always me and I always
yeah.
make crazy facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the pictures that they capture.
Mm-hmm.
And so
then it's like,
that's how it is. Yeah.
No,
like I posted
I
a picture
that.
Today of me and my wife walking in it. I'm like, And she's like in full model. Pose mode. Mm. And, you know, I jack up the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. It's okay. It's okay. We can like work on that. Especially for TikTok too. Like all
oh gosh, my daughter gets so upset at me with TikTok. She's like, Mom, stop, focus.
Okay, well, I'm going to be like your daughter in like 30 minutes. So you have to get ready. Yeah, I know. You have to go into mom mode. So.
Okay.
Be excited. Be excited. But we got to keep going with the hot takes because they're not hotter than Kelly so far. Tough. But which NBA player would be the best actor? Or who is the best actor? Because, you know, we've seen some little cameos here and there.
So I just did a commercial with Steph. I think Steph is great because he's himself.
Was it for Carmex?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just did a Carmex. Good job.
Even knowing
him know.
Before, yeah.
But, like, Steph's pretty good because he's just himself all the time. So he has that, like, raspy voice. And
he's
just
a monster. I gotta be honest. Know. Like, I love him more than anything in the world, right? Like, he's my, like, locked room, whatever. His acting is slightly monotone.
Yes, but it's him.
But it's okay. Okay. Maybe
so it's one of those things where, you know how there's some actors that just play themselves in every movie? Like, Vince Vaughn. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how he is in real life.
Yeah. I don't know who Vince Vaughn is. Is that awkward? Oh. But it's fine. I'm just going to pretend like I agree.
Wedding Crashers?
No.
Oh my gosh, the breakup.
No. If you could compare yourself to a female soccer player, like your playing style,
you don't know who Vince Vaughn is? Can I give you homework?
Sure. You can give me homework. Fine.
Okay. Can you go watch Wedding Crashers?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I will.
Thank you.
I mean, after I like study for my history test,
dude.
Then, like, I guess.
I'll give you a pass. Don't study for a history test and watch Wedding Crashers.
I'll tell my history teacher, like, if you're watching, like, come on, Candace is like.
Said don't study.
Exactly.
Watch Wedding Crashers.
But now we got to go into this because this has to be a hot take. If you can compare yourself to a female soccer player, like your playing style, who would you choose?
Somebody extremely feisty. I mean, like. Sydney LaRue is kind of, I think her style of like making
Angel
fun
City?
Of her kids, but still being a mom, but like your kids. I think the biggest thing that I relate with Sydney is like making fun of our kids because they really do not give two cares about like
who their
who
parents
we
are.
Yeah. They don't care.
For sure.
Like my daughter is just like, hold this bag.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, she was the one that I remember at Staples, she was like 3 and I was shooting a free throw and I looked over at her, I missed the free throw and she's like, boo.
Yeah.
Like that's my kid. Uh-huh. You know, she doesn't care.
Yeah. To me, that's like Draymond's son who like literally, I remember there was one thing where like Clay was pissed and like walks on the bench and DJ like throws Clay a towel and Clay's like, okay. Like he does not understand who his dad is.
Yep.
Or it's also like
Cannon.
Yes, Cannon's the
when
cutest.
When you said Klay Thompson's entire name, it melted my entire heart. Did you
cute.
See that? When they were walking in there.
I thought
there,
even
like,
when I did that, I was
no,
like,
when Cannon
yes,
said
Cannon
it.
Yes, Cannon said it. Like, I know after Klay's big game, that was so cute.
Said,
I know that was.
Hello, Klay Thompson. And it was just like
was
the
so
cutest.
Cute. Cannon is so cute.
Because it's just like your dad works with him. Like,
all
it's
of
like,
Steph's
whatever.
Kids are like so good at being, like they always, like Riley especially, like they're so good at unintentionally going viral, which is impressive.
I love it.
It's also like North and Chicago West, their TikToks are like, they have absolutely no care or clue in the world who their parents are. And like, it's so funny to watch their TikToks. I love it though. Okay, so this next segment is called Muggsy or Manute. So let's just like think about that. Manute Bol.
Yep.
Tallest NBA player ever. Muggsy Bogues, one of the shortest NBA players ever. We're on the Washington Bulls together. Like That's crazy. That's very, very different. Two very, very different things, right? I just need to like put that visual into all of your minds. Just like think about that. Also, like I don't want to flex, but Muggsy Bogues once posted me on his Instagram. It's fine. Not flexing. It was a flex, but it's fine.
It's
I'm,
okay. You can flex.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Flex. When I was like 8, like no 8-year-olds are as cool as that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. If you want to post me, like I would get that too. Like that would be even cooler and then I could use it as my new flex.
No,
I'm just saying,
you flex with
I
Muggsy.
Should keep
I'm
the
not
Muggsy.
Gonna...
Okay. Fair. So we're going to go into Muggsy or Manute, but I need you to be like, quick. We just need to like get at this.
Okay.
Like really tall, really short. Okay?
Got you.
Last shot, MJ or Kobe?
MJ.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That was really like hard, awkward, but MJ.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Last shot, Sue Bird or Diana Taurasi?
Diana.
Strong. Okay. Cheryl and Reggie Miller or you and your brother?
Me and my brother.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh.
Don't
my
tell
God.
Reggie
you know,
that,
be so
though.
Cool if that like happened.
Yeah, but like we're 20 years too late.
Okay, but like, okay, well, with like AI now, like what if they like created like the like AI versions of you. Okay, or you could just play it in like 2K.
I would 2K.
Let's just 2K.
I mean, for the sake of like Achilles. And
yes, for the sake of everyone's health, like, let's just 2K. Okay.
Knees and
I'd love to put that together. I can like call it maybe.
Let's do that.
Okay, great.
That would work.
Yes, it would. It would. Lakers or Clippers?
Lakers.
Mm.
They're more chips.
Do you feel like when you were on the Sparks, did you feel a connection to the Lakers or to the Clippers?
To
like
Lakers, that, for to sure. Lakers.
That's what I think. I mean, the colors.
I mean, the color scheme together. Plus, like, the championships
Yeah. No shade, but a lot of shade. Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
Strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three shirts all my life.
There was
I was looking and there's not but it there is. It's just on the other side.
Okay.
It looks, yeah, it's over here.
Yeah. I understood what you were trying to do.
Yeah, I was trying to, and then I looked down and I was like, oops, not.
It could have been a moment, but
okay. But yeah, sticking in my shirt if I had it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You should have come prepared.
I should have.
Well,
should have.
Yeah, that's my homework for you. Next time you're on an interview,
wear Adidas.
Yeah, wear Adidas. And Adidas, you can like pay me if like I don't know if like Rise and Adidas stock goes up. Like I'll take a cut of that for sure. Okay, Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
Yeah, Powerade's nasty. It's like the same thing, but it's just like off-brand. I'm not really a fan.
Yeah, I've never really drank Powerade before.
At like UCLA soccer camp, throwback. I don't know why I just brought up UCLA soccer camp. They UCLA is like sponsored by Powerade, and I was never like a fan. They like made us drink that, and I was like,
Yeah, I don't like the people that make the
Powerade
and the Gatorade.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. True. I don't understand why you don't like them, but I'm just gonna pretend like I do.
Yeah, because it's like the people that make it never make it right.
Oh, you mean like the mix? I thought you meant like the actual like CEO of Powerade, and I was like, oh, I didn't know this was like that.
No, I just mean the people that literally come in and mix it.
Put in too much water or too much powder.
And then sometimes it's like too. Yeah.
Yes. No, I can totally relate to that. Yeah.
So I'm like bottled.
Yes. Yes. No, but for sure. Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram. I'm never really on TikTok. Sorry.
I think me and your daughter can agree. TikTok.
Sure.
TikTok's where it's at.
She doesn't have an Instagram, so it's only TikTok.
You know, I was gonna let you know that I persuaded my parents to like give me Snapchat and Instagram in like seventh grade. And like if your daughter wants the slideshow template I used, I don't know if it's gonna benefit you, but it's probably gonna benefit her. I can send it her way if that's helpful.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do it anyway, but you're welcome. It's good. You're gonna be persuaded for sure.
I cannot.
Out on the town or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill. I like am not a – I'm a homebody.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching documentaries. I love watching movies. I love being at home on my couch.
Have you watched Ginny and Georgia?
No.
Mm, it's fine. I like Ginny and Georgia a lot.
See, I'm like but the it's watcher like,
it's
that
like
TV show.
Maybe like not your – it's sort of like
– So how do you know what my vibe is?
Because of the other shows you were telling me about earlier, even though I didn't know what
but that
they
was
were,
when I was like 15. Like you're judging me based on my TV shows when I was 15.
Are you saying being 15 isn't important? And
no,
you don't have
I'm saying
valuable
it's
life
important,
skills and
but you're judging
15?
Me off of my television watching from
I don't know,
20
I feel
years
like
ago.
When I'm, won't say your age, you're welcome.
20 years ago, it's okay.
20 years ago, okay. When I am that age or at that stage in my life, I feel like I'm still gonna have similar tastes.
Yes. I have similar tastes, but you still
but
broaden
it's okay.
your just
okay.
like your palate. Like you're not going to eat the same food at 15 that you do when you're 30.
I have a pretty advanced palate. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? That's a hard question. I like everything.
Is it okay? It's like not.
I just don't eat pork. Okay. I really like sushi, so I've same. Gotten into like omakase style, mm-hmm. you know, sushi.
I'm a spicy tuna crispy rice person.
See, I'm like. Roll like I don't do the
but maybe
rolls.
That's where my palate will change. Thank you for that. Like now I've gone into like science a little bit because like spicy tuna crispy rice is more like kid
like,
and then as I
get older,
and get
like
more
you're
mature,
not doing
which will
California
be hard for
roll.
Me to get more mature because like I'm premature.
Listen,
but as I grow up,
listen,
I yeah,
you will
yeah, maybe I'll like, start to
like even the way you like your steak, right? You start off liking
like
it
the, like
medium,
pieces.
And then you go to like medium rare, and then you know,
I still. When I order steak, I'll still turn to my mom and I'll be like, Mommy, what kind of steak do I like? Even though I know it's medium, I don't know why I'm so scared that I'm going to say the wrong thing. It's a
see,
fear of
there
mine.
You go. And yeah, then you true. Won't have to do that in 20 years. You won't turn to your mom and be like, what? You
I know, may.
Maybe.
That's like my one area where I'm like not confident ordering steak. sweet or salty?
Sweet. I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, same.
Pazookies all day.
What's that?
Oh my gosh. It's a cookie with ice cream and chocolate on it. And it's the most amazing. I have it every Saturday night.
Mm.
Is a Pazookie. And sometimes on Monday and sometimes
and
Tuesday.
And sometimes every day.
And sometimes Thursday.
New York or LA?
LA.
LA.
All
LA.
Day. West Side.
LA. Yeah. Ronaldo or Messi?
I like Messi. I like Messi's vibe.
And he's a winner, like you. No offense to Ronaldo, but just saying. Sam Kerr or Alex Morgan?
Alex Morgan.
Yeah, that's the only right answer. Alex Morgan. When you were saying you're Mia Hamm, it's my
option. Yeah, for me. For sure.
Now, final question. This is tough. Me, you, or Doris Burke? Ooh.
Come on.
Yeah, I think we know the answer. It's fine. You don't have to say it out loud, but you can just hint to it. Like, I don't know if you want to point at me or something, like just to like avoid controversy, but it's me. I think so.
Yo, you're hilarious.
Thanks for listening, and make sure you check out the video on my YouTube channel and see some of the fun behind the scenes things we did with Candace by following Sloan Knows on Instagram and TikTok. Sloan has me, by the way.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.